It's time for Insure Talk with insurance industry tech geek and Guidewire chief evangelist, Laura Drabik. In this podcast series, we don't just talk about innovative ideas in P&C insurance. We talk with industry trailblazers about the big ideas they made happen and how they did it. If you're looking for insights on the trends and technologies reshaping the industry, an all-new Insure Talk starts now.
Welcome to Insure Talk. My name is Laura Drabik, and I'm the Chief Evangelist at Guidewire. In this episode, I'm joined by Sri Ramaswamy, founder and CEO of AI-based predictive analytics provider and Guidewire InsurTech Vanguard's member, Charlie.ai. The topic of our conversation, cracking the code to optimize claims outcomes through the power of data-driven insights. As AI strengthens its foothold throughout the industry, it's proving pivotal to ensuring positive claims outcomes and preventing avoidable losses from fraud, litigation, and more. But challenges abound. While inflation appears to be easing, claim severity and litigation costs continue to climb. During our discussion, we'll explore cutting-edge technologies, reshaping claims operations, and strategies for leveraging them to reverse these unwelcome trends. Hello, Sri. Welcome to Insure Talk.
Thank you, Laura, for having me.
To kick things off, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what excites you most about working in this amazing industry?
Absolutely. I've spent more than 22 plus years in data analytics, business intelligence, and artificial intelligence, starting with the banking industry, and 17 of the 22 has been in the insurance industry. Three things that excites me about insurance: data.
Well, I guess I should have predicted that. I actually got my pen poised to write down three things, and I didn't need to, but well put. Thanks to industry turbulence over the last few years, P&C insurers face some uniquely challenging claims dynamics, and these include the rising frequency and severity of claims, stubborn inflation rates, emerging risks, and mounting competition. Meanwhile, the surprising pace of claims growth in liability lines has also introduced concerns over the adequacy of reserves for commercial motor and several general liability categories that were already seen as, well, deficient. Sri, what will be the impact of these trends on claims operations this year?
Some interesting turnarounds are attorneys getting involved much earlier on and increased use of attorneys for some of the commercial, the liability side, the bodily injury, and also the property damage side. We are seeing a lot more fatalities, severe injuries, and DUI, and these pull in attorneys much earlier. And given increased litigation funding, the attorney-involved claims actually end up costing a lot more than the smaller set of the claims that actually go into litigation. They're not taking it all the way through trial, but getting involved much earlier on. There's a lot of turnover of claim staff, leading to training issues, and this leads to delays in claim, lack of proper investigation, non-compliance, and of course, litigation. Interestingly, what we are seeing is these policy limit demands, as they call it. The policy limit demand language is so difficult to track because attorneys are getting very, very creative in a couple of ways. One is there's an email or a letter that is sent, but the entire email will not say what they're asking for, but somewhere hidden there is an ask for a policy limit or given a time limit there. It's very difficult for somebody who has 150 claims on their desk to pull that document out and read that this was actually a policy limit demand and you need to fulfill that, otherwise you're in for like much larger payouts. Second, the actual facts of loss are not disclosed until the very end, and the impact is your rising severity. The frequency may not be correlated very well with that, but the severity is rising because of many of these things. And when I say litigation, it's not the actual claims that land up in the court, but it's the ones that have the attorney involved very early on and drags on until a very high settlement. So these are some moving patterns that we're seeing, and it's across all lines, both commercial and personal.
Thanks for sharing that. Just to double click on a couple of areas that you mentioned is, well, the increased involvement of attorneys that also drives up the claims costs or the payout. And I don't think policyholders understand, having worked on that side of the fence, meaning for an insurance carrier, that it doesn't necessarily equate to them actually getting a greater payout because of the attorneys taking a significant fee or portion of that payout. So that's one thing to highlight here. And the second is what you said, Sri, is so spot on. Again, in a previous life, when I worked for a large carrier and I received probably 20 to 30 claims a day, handling both property damage and also bodily injury, injury. And you're right. It is hard to understand through all the static which claims I should focus on. So let's actually break down some of the dynamics in play here. You have global insured losses from natural catastrophes hitting $123 billion in 2023. This is the fourth consecutive year where such losses topped $100 billion. And while claims frequency in sectors like personal lines auto have been steadily declining, claim severity, which of course relates to the size of the average claims payout, began surging, first with reckless driving during the pandemic, and then with accelerating inflation rates. Meanwhile, claims litigation, as you spotted out so astutely, it's up, and it's up over 50%. And nuclear jury awards, which are more than $10 million in settlement amount, have doubled since 2020. And then there's fraud. Sri, what other trends are you seeing on the horizon that claims leaders should be looking at now that may not yet be on the radar?
The trends that we're seeing more so in commercial auto and liability lines are things like an organized fraud group. They're targeting commercial auto drivers. Sometimes it's just very hard to understand what the pattern is. And now you give this to a novice claims adjuster, and then you add in the mix of an aggressive plaintiff attorney, you've lost the battle in the first 30 days. The kind of things that we're seeing is, especially with bodily injury, there is absolutely no injury information up to 90 days, and then comes the attorney. And so if you don't have this, what is it that the adjuster is going to do? They can probably determine the coverage, but you don't have the full facts of loss. So it's just more important that these trends, when they come out, for us to capture this through AI and take control of the claims. When you don't see any injury information and there is no attorney involved for the first 60, 90 days, companies should jump into these claims very quickly to understand mitigation strategies right at that point when you get these kind of powerful data insights. Also, when these kind of policy demands are put in a very creative way, it's even difficult for AI, leave alone a human. In these kind of cases, you have to look at what else is happening in the claim and stay very vigilant based on those insights that you can grab, put them into your workflows right away. Another big set of very interesting cases that we're seeing is dram shop claims involving DUI. The auto policy doesn't have enough coverage, so now they get into the liability of the bar owner. And then on the property side, we're seeing multi-story property damages, things that should have been spotted during the inspections. And now you have a multi-story building, so you have water damage. Now you're going to fix the entire three floors, four floors. And risky structures being placed in the multi-level properties. So these are some claims that lead, it's not a nuclear verdict, but it's nuclear enough for the size of the company. These are some artificial intelligence and NLP driven insights, and very critical for them to get into workflows because that's where the actions happen.
On the plus side, the last few years have also seen PNC become an epicenter of AI innovation as carriers harness new technologies to address these challenges. But AI is a term that gets thrown around a lot, and many different kinds of AI are in use throughout this sector. We constantly hear terms like, and you and I have been throwing them around, machine learning, deep learning, robotic process automation, RPA, computer vision, natural language processing, also known as NLP, and more recently at a fever pitch, generative AI or Gen AI. Sri, as someone with more than two decades of experience in advanced analytics and artificial intelligence, how do you break down AI and its variants so that carriers can easily understand them?
AI is a very, very broad term, and it's not something new, by the way. It's existed since 1950s, and it's just coming to, I would say, real plug-and-play solutions now because of the capacity of the servers. So it's a very, very broad term, and it covers many different techniques used in gathering, analyzing, and presenting data. That's how I look at it. All these terms that we talked about, the NLP, the natural language processing, RPA, machine learning, computer vision, all these are just different techniques that you can use with various different types of data. If you're looking at images, I want to look at computer vision. If you're talking about text or unstructured data, you're talking about use of NLP and text analysis. And you're talking about understanding the semantics of the data, you know, unstructured data, you're looking at semantic analytics. So it all comes down to what is the type of data that you want analyzed. And then you pick the right AI technique to help you with that. So when they're building the AI strategies, the most important thing is what is it that you want help with? So start with a financial KPI or a use case with some metrics, like some ROI that you want to achieve, and then focus on the process, the people, and then you start looking at OCR, RPA, and machine learning to do some of those automations. So now you have metrics to track, saying, I've gone from 24 hours of processing 10 documents to now I can process 100 documents in 24 hours. That's a very clear metric that you start with. And what that really brings to the strategy is putting focus on your end goal. And it is also helping you come up with smaller wins that you can build upon and make AI successful.
Yeah, sage inputs, Ree. Start with the business opportunity or metric or driver, whatever you want to call it, as opposed to focusing on the new whiz-bang technology. Okay, so many, if not all, of these forms of AI can play a role in predictive analytics, which involves analyzing vast amounts of structured and unstructured data to make predictions based on historical patterns. I'm curious about your view on all the excitement around generative AI. Sree, how vital will this particular branch of AI be in predictive claims analytics over the next, let's say, 2 to 3 years?
There are two different architectures within AI. One is called extractive AI, and the other one is called generative AI. Extractive AI extracts relevant information, like insights from documents and other areas, and generative AI learns patterns within the data, generating tokens such as images, text, videos given a prompt. And that's what we see through ChatGPT. So that's how both these things work. One is extractive, one is generative. Both these type of architecture are very much dependent on the training data, on what you train it on. And unfortunately, insurance data is not publicly available. So I don't understand how you could actually send something through generative AI and really get some meaningful information right away for the insurance side. That's what they call hallucinations. Hallucinations is because, you know, the system is just using English language to predict what the next set of words are. So when you feed it a claim or when you feed it a policy, it's really not understanding the policy for that particular claim. But generically, it's spitting out the next set of keywords that it's being trained on based on the English language. So there's going to be hallucinations, misinterpretations. That's the stage we are in right now, where people are still understanding what the limitations are, what the possibilities are. If you just step back and think about how this evolved, it took OpenAI nearly 8 years to come up with just the GPT technology, which is the generative pre-trained transformer model that it uses for training. And it took them additional few years to use the model effectively for a specific use case like ChatGPT. So people are excited about the possibilities of generative AI and what it can generate, like text, videos in the insurance world. What we have to remember is for the generative AI to be ROI driven, carriers need to standardize a lot of the coverage language, the exclusion language, the claims intake to settlement process and language, and the data. Once the data is standardized, then your large language model can be trained effectively. So even for the preparation of the training data, there is a lot of standardization that needs to happen. And then comes the generative part. So we need to prepare ourselves today if you want to do generative AI based use cases in the next couple of years.
Awesome. Such great information. When we return after this short break, we'll continue our conversation with Sree Ramaswamy, founder and CEO of Charlie.ai. So stay tuned.
Digging InsureTalk with Laura Drabik? Be sure to subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. While you're at it, rate the show on Apple Podcasts and let us know how we're doing. Now, let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to InsureTalk. This is Laura Drabik, and I'm talking with Sree Ramaswamy, founder and CEO of Charlie.ai, about the AI revolution in claims operations. Sree, before digging into more specifics on AI-based predictive analytics and claims operations, I want to zoom back for a moment to see where you and Charlie.ai come into the picture. You've written that here in the U.S., carriers spend 17% of revenue on litigation, more than $45 billion on fraud, and more than $650 billion in claims reserves annually. Sree, you and your team saw NLP as foundational to transforming unstructured data into actionable insights. Why is this so?
Accenture did a study a few years ago, and they came up with this number that said 80% of insurance claims data is unstructured. Now, claims settlement itself is a financial decision. It's made based on liability and coverage determinations and investigations on the facts of loss. And it's very specific to that particular claim. At the end of the day, if you're not careful about documenting all the required facts of loss, you're not going to be able to arrive at a calculated settlement amount. What we saw missing is this common denominator. Where do you get these facts of loss? Where do you get these insights that can help me understand the facts of loss and help me make those decisions more objectively? And that's where we saw the need. And when I was talking to a lot of claims managers, they were talking about how difficult it is to get into some of these claims and understand which claim needs the attention today and why. These were like three simple questions that just pretty much lit the light bulb in my head and said, okay, there has to be some way you can take all these unstructured data, convert that into bits and bytes that can become your common denominator for measuring anything, for even doing predictions, for coming up with good decision support systems, and for automating some of the FNOL processes. So that's kind of where it started. And the second thing that was glaring at me right then was the institutional knowledge that's needed to interpret these facts of loss and the techniques needed to extract, interpret, and summarize these findings. You're going to lose this institutional knowledge in the few years. So that's why we focused on this area. Our claims large language model serves as a huge domain interpretation layer and capturing all that institutional knowledge needed to interpret and summarize claims. And we've got three patents today on this end. I would say we are the NLP flag bearers in insurance at this time.
You heard it here, the NLP flag bearers. Well done. Sri, in a recent podcast interview, I heard you say that one of the things you find most compelling about P&C insurance revolves around the use of unstructured data. I loved your explanation of the importance of leveraging unstructured data. It came in the form of a story about your husband's unfortunate $15,000 trip to Trader Joe's. I mean, I love Trader Joe's, but I don't think I've spent that amount. Please do share it with our audience.
It was very interesting when he came back and he told me what had happened. It was just a very, very minor side swipe. You know, it's like they were parking at the spots and the other person opened the door while he was pulling his car out. And it was literally that very small, no injuries. Nothing happened to the other person's car, you know, because the car opened and it was our car that got a little scratch. And if you look at it, what should have been a very simple claim turned out to be an attorney involved 80,000 plus claim payout. And obviously our premium was increased. And what was interesting in all of this is the story repeatedly that my husband was telling the insurance company was completely ignored. There were a lot of facts of loss. He talked about the damage. He talked about what really happened. He talked about that the person offered to make a settlement right there and offered to take money right there and settle the claim and not even go to the insurance company. He talked about a lot of things and the pictures were ignored. The recorded statement was ignored. If all this would have been considered and a simple workflow of a field inspection would have been initiated, so that would have revealed very quickly in the process that there were no damages to the car and there were no injuries at all. So all the injuries were exaggerated. I think that workflow based on that insight coming from that recorded statement of facts of loss, which was in the unstructured format, that's what triggered my interest in digging deeper into NLP and doing what we did. So it was a very unfortunate event, but I think it was a very positive event for me because that triggered what we could do with NLP.
Yeah, great way to spin the story into something positive. And yeah, glad to see or hear that he didn't spend that money on the Trader Joe's chocolate croissants. They are the best ever. When integrated into a modern insurance platform, AI-based predictive analytics solutions like Charlie.ai leverage unstructured data, past claims information, and other data to provide predictive insights to insurers. Help listeners to understand what all of this means. And let's start with severity. How should carriers consider tapping predictive AI to fast track low severity claims, intervene in high severity claims, and manage reserves more efficiently?
AI can certainly help with fast tracking the data collection, fast tracking extractions, and fast tracking interpretation of insights from gathered data, summarize them, and predict the patterns of severity and litigation. Now, once you have all these insights coming into Guidewire, for example, as an alert or as a task or activity, it's very non-invasive and non-disruptive for the end user because they're very used to that in a Guidewire platform. And when you deliver these insights or deliver alerts or deliver the claims that need more attention because of certain factors present or the insights present in those set of claims, like for example, what if I predicted low severity claims, no injury, no attorney involvement, can you fast track this? Absolutely. If it comes through Guidewire, you can take a look at these claims and say, okay, let's see what we can do. Whereas, you know, a high severity claim, if we can give you the summarization of what really happened in that claim, if you take that and it's a claim that's predicted for high severity, may not have an attorney involved yet, but you know some injuries are there. Can you jump on that and create a workflow where you are assigning this to a little bit more experienced adjuster and the workflow ensures that it, at least you know what is the next step I need to do if it comes through your claims management system as something that you need to look at immediately. You can understand from that chronological laid out summary what really happened in this claim. What should be my next course of action? What should the next investigation question be? Should I get an independent medical examiner or should I get a field adjuster to go out there? What should be my next course of action? Charlie has developed many such workflow specific alerts, and these are predicted claims scored based on NLP insights. For example, you have and a fatality involving an uninsured motorist, a slip and fall in a mall with some very serious injuries, somebody having brain injury with attorney getting involved and the claim is being filed in a specific jurisdiction state that you are watching. Charlie is able to summarize all these events and present them along with the predictions, along with an explanation of why it arrived at that prediction, especially for severity. If we're saying, okay, it's 10 to 25,000, but why is it 10 to 25,000? That summary of events there can actually tell you that. The other thing that we also provide is reserve adequacy. Why is this important? Because what are some of those NLP insights that typically when you see that as a pattern in the claim, typically leads to under-reserving or over-reserving of your claims. And this is one of the key things that claims managers leverage to look at those patterns from the past. When Charlie applies those patterns to the new claims that arrive, and you want to pay attention to the reserves right from day one.
Yeah. And why it arrived at the prediction is so incredibly important. Thanks for sharing that. Sheree, Capgemini estimates that across all industries, 87% of large organizations are exploring or implementing AI for fraud detection. Despite heavy investments, organizations lose hundreds of billions of dollars each year to fraud. And all too many technology-enabled fraud schemes are zero-day attacks. So the inventive deceptions that have never been attempted or in the same way, what's needed to effectively deploy predictive analytics to detect fraud where few, if any, pre-existing patterns exist to identify?
So I'm going to be a little controversial here. I would really question any number that's being thrown around as fraud. What does that really mean? Do you recognize that these were fraudulent claims that you shouldn't have paid on, that you should have investigated and deemed as fraud, but you still ended up paying it? How do you arrive at that number? I kind of sense people are doing that based on the organized fraud rings that have been discovered. And interestingly, many people will not even sulk a little bit when it comes to inflating their claims. People are very, very comfortable committing insurance fraud, looking at some of the surveys on the younger generation who feel that it's okay to commit fraud. And on my next door apps, where people talk about how the premiums have gone up and these insurance companies never pay, so they feel it's okay to do it and kind of encouraging the others too. Of course, you know, people don't understand what this really means. What's the big impact of these fraud dollars? If you look at your special investigations unit, that's part of every insurance carrier. I think they're doing a fantastic job. What is really missing is the data insights that you can get on it a lot quicker. We've been seeing an uprise in commercial auto claims with large fraud rings from different states. And the kind of fraud that you're seeing perpetuating these organized fraud rings involving commercial auto, I would say it's very humorous. It's like, okay, how did we miss this? And if we had got this data earlier, what would you have done differently? The organized ring detection and investigation, that will be very different from inflated claims. But how do you recognize that? The Charlie NLP recognizes what these patterns are and and recognizing these behavioral patterns is key. We started pre-training Charlie with recognizing unbiased behavioral patterns behind 160 plus fraud schemes. Charlie likes to believe that fraud causes fraud. F for facts of loss missing or unclear, R for reactive, A for absence of insurance knowledge, U for underwriting issues, D for disconnect between pricing and risks. So at Charlie, we say fraud causes fraud.
I love that acronym. Well done. Fantastic. Thanks, Sri. We'll continue the conversation on the other side of the break, so don't go anywhere.
Loving InsureTalk with Laura Drabik? For more expert insights and inspiration, subscribe to Laura's email newsletter at drabikdigest.com, your one-stop resource for Laura's latest blog posts, videos, podcasts, articles, and more. That's www.drabikdigest.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And welcome back. This is InsureTalk with Laura Drabik, and we're talking with Sri Ramaswamy, founder and CEO of Charlie.ai. Okay, so we've discussed how leveraging a cloud-based insurance platform like Guidewire and an ecosystem partner like Charlie.ai can help lower costs and improve claims outcomes. Another big piece of this is litigation management. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I talked about claims litigation jumping 50% over the last 5 years, nuclear jury awards, etc. Much of this is driven by third-party litigation funding, and I was absolutely shocked to hear about this. We learned about this on a previous episode with CaseGlide, another InsurTech vanguard. And what Wesley Todd described was third-party litigation funding where hedge funds and other financiers invest in lawsuits for a cut of any settlement or judgment, which of course drives up large claims. AI-based predictive analytics, they can predict litigation 120 or more days in advance so that claims operations can prevent it or reduce it. Sri, what are some of the indicators for litigation that this technology is looking for starting as early as intake?
The most critical trends that we are seeing is lack of knowledge in asking the right questions upfront. Sometimes it could be lack of time. The adjusters have a lot to deal with. Sometimes they don't know that a certain thing can be serious. For example, one of the claims we had was a pregnant lady met with an accident and there was no question asked at the time of accident, how far along were you? Is everything okay? Because guess what? Now after 2 years, the attorney gets involved. If this person wants to commit fraud or wants to inflate or exaggerate the claim, you don't want this person to be in the trial. Because if this person goes to trial, you're going to end up paying. So first is lack of knowledge in asking the right questions. Second, making a judgment call to use these insights to take control of the claim rather than give up the control starting at first notice of loss. You want to ask the person, whether it is the digital form of FNOL or it's a 1-800 that you call, the first question should be, are you at a safe location? If you're not at a safe location, then automatically you should have some kind of prompts that lead you to a person so the person can advise the insured to get out of that dangerous or the risky situation. Because if that person continues to stay in that risky position, you are in for more severe claim. Use the data to take more control of the claim. The third is creative ways to take advantage. We found an email and a document from an attorney 2 days prior to the statute on a Friday afternoon with just a single line asking for policy limits. Obviously, the company, before Charlie was deployed, they had missed this. Now, because Charlie was reading the documents and understood the language, Charlie was able to recognize and provide those alerts through a workflow notification. So you have to be able to beat down the creative ways in which people are fighting the system. The fourth is the lack of metrics and insights on plaintiff attorneys. Every single plaintiff attorney has a lot more detail about the insurance company than what we do about them. And I think it's time to turn that table around and provide these kind of metrics on plaintiff attorneys. With all the institutional knowledge being lost, it's more important to provide context with predictions so that it's very clear for a person looking at that prediction on, okay, this system has predicted that, but why? And what can I do next? And AI can definitely be leveraged for summarizing the claim, summarizing the events that can help you understand the context behind those predictions.
Charlie.ai is a member of the Guidewire InsurTech Vanguard's incubator program, which helps insurers scout the next generation of InsurTech innovation as we identify potential new members of our industry-leading partner program. As the leader of an InsurTech startup, what has been the most significant benefit of being a Vanguard?
The most significant one was we were in Guidewire's user conference last year and people saw us there. And after that, every time we talk to a prospect using Guidewire, they immediately recognize us. So Vanguard partnership definitely has provided great visibility and that's definitely helped us tremendously in our brand awareness and growth. And it's very important for prospects to understand that relationship already exists. And that's what Vanguard really highlights.
And to think, I thought you were going to say our Las Vegas ITC pitch event, which you did a stellar job pitching at.
And that too.
If there was a number two, would it be the pitch event?
That would absolutely win it.
And on a more personal note, I know that you enjoy yoga, which can be either a structured or unstructured activity. Beyond physical well-being and stress reduction, yoga is built on the philosophy of resilience. I'm curious, are there any particular yoga principles or techniques that have translated to how you approach your work in predictive analytics?
Yoga really means to unite your mind and body with the universe through life, which is really our breath. And you're doing all this, you're kind of trying to unite that mind and body through the breath to achieve a conscious state. And the highest state of human intelligence is consciousness. And I see similarities in CLAIMS. CLAIMS unites society with progress through focusing on innovation to help us all live better lives. And it's really the backbone and the spinal cord for insurance. So the highest state of AI should always aim for this unity and this conscious state within the CLAIMS organizations. You know, success with predictive analytics comes only when you focus on the effort to make your customer's life better. And the results will really surprise you when you have that kind of focus with AI leading the game.
Sri, thank you so much for your time today and your incredible insights. You've shown us it's not just about ideas, it's about making ideas happen.
Thank you so much, Laura.
Tune in next time for an all-new episode of Insure Talk with Laura Drabik, brought to you by Guidewire, the platform PNC insurers trust to engage, innovate, and grow efficiently. For more information, visit guidewire.com.